eating grass on a mountainside so steep. Oh, oh, I think I'll call it a sheep. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal as smooth as glass, slithering his way through the grass. He saw him disappear by a tree near a lake.
He lets you decide the end of that verse. I think I call him a snake.
That's one of your favorite Dylan songs, is that right?
No, I mean, I love this Slow Train Coming. It's kind of his religious kind of phase Christian rock album that he came out with, and it's excellent. It's excellent.
You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show on 91.7 KEXE, 90.5 KBXE. This Saturday, there's an event in Hibbing at the Androy Hotel to celebrate Hometown Boys Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. And joining us now to tell us more about this community event is Craig Haddam. Craig, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for asking me to be on. This is cool.
You are welcome. Yeah. So this, it's called the Dylan Project that's going on?
The Hibbing Dylan Project is holding a celebration on Saturday of Bob Dylan receiving the Nobel Prize. And that starts at 5 o'clock. It's at the Androy. We are going to have a number of musical guests. We're going to sell some hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres. I don't know how I say that. But we have tickets on sale for $25. You know, they're a donation to our cause. We have a mission. Our mission is to improve the to honor Bob Dylan and his accomplishments. We're very proud of what Bob has done, and this got started because I made a comment on Facebook in October, a couple of days after he received the Nobel Prize. We should build a statue. We should do something for Bob Dylan. And we have two really good things going on Saturday. Approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Hibbing Auditorium, the governor is coming to announce that he's going to sign into effect that it's Bob Dylan Day in Minnesota on Saturday. And that's open to the public if you want to come by and watch it. And starting at 5, we'll do our celebration of him receiving or being given the Nobel Prize. We have a list of people who are going to be there as entertainers. They're going to play some Dylan music amongst other things. And if you don't mind, I'll run through those people.
Sounds good.
Pat Eliason, Eric Johnsrud, Ray Toya, Cowboy Angel Blue, Jason Skorich, Jacob Mann, and Zane Bale.
Oh, Jacob Mann from Hog Rooster.
Is that? Yep. Okay, yep. There you go.
Yeah, you got a good lineup there. Plus the governor, good job.
You know what? That is the power of it's the power of people who like Bob Dylan. There's nothing to do with me. If it was up to me, nobody of those people would show up if it was just something I was doing. It's really cool. It's a great thing, and I think it shows something about people who are interested in Bob Dylan and how they feel about Bob Dylan. And it's a really, really good thing that we're able to do this. And I've had lots of help. When I went looking for volunteers, you don't know who's going to show up for something. It starts clear out of the blue. And we had a nice group of people, 20 or 25 showed up the first time. And it's very thankful. I wasn't the smartest person in the room. That would be a real problem. We had lots of good experience in the room, and it's a good thing.
Now, I understand you got some national recognition also.
It's shown up in a number of interesting places. I've had a weird moment here. I've always been helping out in Hibbing. I've been a volunteer for a very long time, but I've never had to be like a spokesperson. And it's different. It really is. You want to stay on message. You want to say things. I don't want to go too many times. And you talk to these people, and they made some really, the articles that were in the Minneapolis paper yesterday, or at least online yesterday, I saw them. They did a really good job shining up this apple. I mean, because it made me sound like I was actually intelligent. So I'm very thankful for all of that. And it's been a good experience talking to these people. It's got some little bit of recognition more for our area. It brings once again the idea that, you know, Bob Dylan is from born in Duluth, raised in Hibbing, and that recognition always has to help somewhere down the road.
Now, I heard earlier there was a national paper that picked up something about your event.
Yes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed some people who are, we have some people in Hibbing that are real good experts about Bob Dylan in Hibbing and Dylan in general, and Mary and Joe Keyes were interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, and that appeared in the paper, I think, a week ago Wednesday.
Wow.
And so the Wall Street Journal is, you know, that, I don't know in this country what newspaper is higher up the rung than that. You maybe could argue for the New York Times or the Washington Post, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it really got some good national coverage.
Craig, I think you're doing a great job as spokesmodel for this whole event. I think you should.
Thank you.
I think spokesmodel's a better word for it.
Spokesmodel?
Yes.
If you go with spokesmodel, you know, that would be wrong. That would be wrong. Maybe if you call me spokesmodels, I might get to the weight I'm at then, you know.
So, Craig, I see that some of the proceeds of this event, it's for arts education for youth because of a request.
We're working on a couple of goals. I learned something when we first got started on this, not to brainstorm in public. I said some things that we had to kind of pull back from. And we're really working on, part of our emphasis is looking at, I know one of the things we want to get started on soon is trying to spend some time interviewing Bob Dylan's contemporaries from when he lived in Hibbing, and try to get some of that information down and then build on that. I have this belief that Bob Dylan is a great example for kids in the arts. He had to work to find his own voice. I mean, he had a moment where he's booed while he's performing in Hibbing on the stage in the high school. And it's no different than an athlete who gets cut, like Michael Jordan got cut from his baseball team in 10th grade. I mean, his basketball team went on to be really famous. Bob stayed with the idea of what he believed in, and he's world famous today. You know, he's a Nobel Prize winner. I mean, he's not going to let the Nobel Prize define him, which I think is cool. I actually think that's cool. But he's a great model for kids in the arts. I don't think kids in the arts get as often the same kind of message as maybe kids get in athletics. I come from more of the athletic side of things, you know, and you know, we motivate kids real well in athletics to stick to their goals and keep working. And sometimes the kids who are in the arts, they're a little bit more on the fringe, and maybe they don't hear that message. But Bob's life is a great example of how sticking with the voice that you have in your head until you hear it correctly, or that painting or that writing or that artwork, and stick with that idea that you have something to say, you know. And kids need to hear a little bit more of that on the art side, I think.
Okay, last question. Who's accepting the award for him?
That is Patti Smith.
Oh, Patti Smith, that's right.
No, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, I think that's cool, and I'll do it as quick as I can. If we had been able to build a statue of Bob, I wanted the 1965 Bob Dylan black leather jacket, just gave up on folk music Bob Dylan. I think, and he's got somewhere in there a sense of being that I think Patti Smith is a great example. She was a punk rocker in the mid-70s. Even tie her into Bruce Springsteen. I think it's a great, great acknowledgement to that kind of alternative way of thinking that ran through the punk movement in the mid-late 70s.
Hibbing is celebrating their hometown boys' Nobel Prize for Literature this Saturday, 3 o'clock at the Hibbing High School. The governor will be there. It'll be official.
Yep.
And then at 5 o'clock begins the celebration, and that's at the Androy Hotel, is that right?
That's at the Androy Hotel, and for $25, it's a donation, you know, to our cause. And we're going to work to do something with Bob Dylan and Hibbing.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Craig, have a great event. One more thing.
Craig, I know I know you said you're waiting by that phone nervously like you're waiting for that girlfriend to call. I want to tell you, you got the date. Yep. Good job.
Oh, thank you. So that means I can sell you guys a couple of tickets right now?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks,
thank
Craig.
Thank you for the opportunity, man, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay.
If you want to find out where you can get tickets, call us at 800-662-5799.